Lo, these many years ago, we had a lady that we enjoyed having on periodically because she was opening up what was then for us, and this is almost 20 years ago that we started this whole business. I forget the first time we had Donna on with us, but we were talking at that time about eBay because that was the place to go if you wanted to buy or sell something. So Donna Klein, who is our guest right now, was crowned the eBay lady. And we are delighted to have the eBay lady back with us. Though you have progressed much beyond that, Donna, haven't you?
Hi, guys. I sure have. I'm so glad to be back with you. I can't remember when the last time was, but I'm thinking it was like, or I mean the first time, like 2003
that I came on.
I think it was. Yeah, you're right. It was probably close to 13, 14 years ago, right, that you came on.
Now, you're not the Amazon lady now, are you?
She's not an Amazon, no.
Well, I know eBay, as of right now, 17 and a half years after I started, it is the smallest portion of my gross income from my e-commerce business.
Oh,
that
really?
That is fascinating.
So what are you doing now?
I incorporated, talked to a CPA at the point when I realized, like, you know, I can really do this. Something big is happening here.
And there's money to be made.
became a corporation. And I actually bought a property and moved my business over.
Oh.
And really decided I could expand greatly. And I opened up my own website. And I did that, you know, got that going, which was a huge learning curve. And then about 2 years ago, I got approval to sell clothing on Amazon, which is a whole approval process that you have to go through. And well, that just took off. So now today I've got my own business property, and it's an incorporated business, and I have a full-time employee, and we ship through three sales channels.
That's
busy,
wonderful.
Busy, busy, busy.
Now, what we're going to do, folks, by the way, after the program is over and later on tomorrow, I'll be posting all the links here. But your company now is softersilk.com, am I right?
Yes, that's the website, and it's a corporation that's called Softer Silk Limited, actually.
Okay.
And then I bought a domain name for my Amazon storefront so that my repeat buyers can come back easily, and that's softeraz.com.
Okay.
And that goes right to my storefront on Amazon.
Okay, we'll be sure to post both of those. Folks, part of the reason that I invited Donna back here was, and when we started covering the story with you back in, 2003, was because a lot of people were interested in getting online. You didn't start with some big booming thing. You started with a rather small kind of thing. Why don't you talk about how you started and, you know, to get to where you're at right now?
Oh, sure. And actually, I recommend it to everyone, is start with some junk that's in your house already so you don't have any kind of cash outlay. My first sale was an old toy that was in my basement, and a bear, and I heard about this thing called eBay, and I thought, this is cool. I had no idea what I was doing, but I posted this bear for sale online with no picture, and just kind of guessed at the postage price, and somebody bought it, and everything went wrong. The person hated it. She wrote back that I hadn't described it right and made me give her a refund. And I got my feet wet. So,
yeah, you sure did. You got everything wet.
Yeah. So, you know, but it was just so exciting. So I just moved on to the next thing, and then pretty soon I'm selling, like, my kids' old clothes and, you know, some old, you know, old just stuff from around the house.
Now, Donna,
selling it in a garage sale.
When you were first starting there weren't, like, any particular kind of, you know, how-tos were. They were about using eBay. You were pretty much pioneering something there.
I was, I have to say. This was back in 98, and it was so different than it is now that actually most listings did not have any photos. And there were no, like, line breaks or anything, because you had to learn this very complex HTML just to put a line break in. Otherwise, it was all auction, description, and this great big paragraph, and You'd have to write this elaborate thing about how somebody had to mail you a check, and it had to arrive within 2 weeks, or else you'd cancel the sale, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
There was no online postage estimator. And every transaction took between 2 to 4 weeks to complete.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you had to, after somebody won, you'd take it to the post office, figure out what the postage was going to be, you'd send them an invoice, and they would write you a check and mail it, or they'd go to the post office and mm-hmm. get a money order and mail
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wait for it to, wait to get it, you wait for it to clear, and then you take it back to the post office, stand in line, and mail it.
Wow, you really had a want to be in business. Didn't you?
So in a few years, you'll just call the drone over to your house, pick something up, and take it to them.
But honestly, I am so grateful that I had that experience.
Why?
Because I had to really learn how to make something come alive with words. And that is something that has carried me through all the way. Actually, it's a mistake that a lot of new users make. They think they should put a picture up and somebody will see it and buy it. And they forget that nobody's going to see it unless you describe it with the search words that the people are going to be using.
Oh, I see.
So they can find it, and then they'll see your picture.
Ed, I'm just curious. So, Ed, you have bought a fair number of things on eBay for over the years, right?
I do. On eBay and Craigslist, and I do use keyword searches, and then of course the photos are very helpful. And sometimes uh-huh. I'll ask them to send me additional photos if possible.
Sure.
Hmm.
Yep. But if they have, sometimes for something you're searching for, search for it with wrong keywords. Spell it wrong. And you will find some things that you never saw in your regular search because the person just was too lazy. And those are things that will just sit there unsold.
That's interesting.
Unless somebody knows to search wrong. So, I used to do this. I learned this trick for a while. I was buying vintage pink Pyrex pieces, like for kitchenware, bowls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would search Pryex, Pryex,
oh my
and
goodness.
Pryrex, Pryrex, both of which are very common misspellings.
And
because those, it doesn't come up when somebody else would search pink Pyrex. They'd never see those other ones.
I'll be darned.
So nobody would bid on them, and I'd get them really cheap.
I love it.
Yeah.
I guess you can still do that today.
Our guest, by the way, is Donna Klein, and we named her the eBay lady because, as you can hear, she went through the process of learning how to use eBay. She was on the air with us any number of times giving tips like the ones that she's been giving right now. But your experience, I understand, with eBay changed and became a little bit more difficult. Am I right?
Well, it's not that it's – well, yes. Yes and yes. It became very difficult, but the reason I pulled back so much is that eBay, there's a couple reasons. One is they do not have a really high bar for seller standards. So I think the whole eBay site is kind of tainted because of the number of really bad sellers that are out there. The biggest thing, though, is the utter lack of seller protection. They, for instance, will just, last year an academic study was done. It was ordered by PayPal, and they hired these fraud experts with PhDs, and they named the study Liar Buyer Fraud, and anybody can Google it and read it. But they documented that the way eBay is set up not only empowers, but it enables and encourages what they call liar buyer fraud because of this feedback system. eBay just won't take down bad feedback. So a lot of scammers will buy something and then they say, hey, this thing you sent me, it was really not as well as you described it, and I might have to give you a bad refund, but I'll keep it if I may have to give you bad feedback, but I'll keep it if you just send me $10, that kind of thing.
Oh my goodness.
And then the seller gets all scared, like, oh, my feedback's going to be hurt, and they're sending free money to a scammer.
Oh no.
Just Google the term liar buyer fraud and you'll see.
Liar, that's liar, L-I-A-R.
Liar, buyer fraud.
Wow.
I've actually, I used to have the huge number of feedback under my softer silk ID on eBay, but I completely changed it because anybody can libel a seller with feedback, and it can be just an absolute lie. I've had over the years.
Donna, hang on a second, Donna. We need to take a break right now. When we come back on the other side, we can wrap this up, and I want to talk about some of the positive steps you've taken, some new steps that you've taken since then. Donna is with us. Well, I'd like to officially welcome our listeners on WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes, 760 AM in Detroit, who have joined us in progress. This is the Internet Advisor, and we are three-quarters of the way through our first hour of the program. And coming up, by the way, after the top of the hour, we're going to have hour number two, and that is going to be when we open our phone lines, and you get to call us at 800-859-0957 with your questions about computers. It could be just about anything, about getting on your home network or getting Windows 10 to work properly for you, whatever the question may be. Our phone lines will be open. Gary and Ed Rudell and myself will be here to answer those questions. So it's kind of a unique opportunity that we offer to our listeners in Detroit to step into their own computer shop and ask a question they've always wanted to get answered. And you can do that after the top of the hour.
Well, right. And it's not just Detroit, because we hit parts of five states with our broadcast signal.
Right,
so we can Pennsylvania all the way down into Kentucky.
And anywhere within the sound of our voice, we'll be happy to be able to answer those questions again after the top of the hour, 800-859-0957. Right now, however, we're catching up with Donna Klein, the eBay lady. We're talking with her about the evolution of her online business. Some of you may have, you know, tried to sell something on eBay, may have bought something on eBay over the years. We began back in 2003 our conversation with Donna when she was first finding some things in her basement to sell. Donna, you have progressed quite a ways from there. We were wrapping up our comments at near the end of this last segment with an unfortunate experience that you've had on eBay with what's called liar buyer fraud, where essentially the trolls have made eBay, it sounds like, a place that's difficult to do business. So how did you respond to that, and where are you doing business now? With your, it seems it's doing very well for you.
Well, I still sell a little bit on eBay. I use a username that's called Dog is My Co-Pilot.
There's got to be a story there.
I love dogs. It's a period in between every name or every word, dog, period, so forth. You know, I still use it. I have some really unique things, and it allows me to include advertising in the packages, but yeah, I just put, I focus my efforts elsewhere, and I really, I participate in a lot of e-commerce groups, and we educate each other on everything, so there's constantly something new to learn in e-commerce.
Okay, so you're not using eBay exclusively as your platform now. Where do you go? When somebody who's listening right now says, okay, I'd like to try this out myself. I'm going to take your warnings about eBay. Where else do you go then if you want to market something that you've got?
Well, a lot of people will take the next step to selling on their own websites. Okay. And that's what I did. I opened mine in April of 2011. I had it professionally designed, and it's fun. It really is fun. It's exciting. You learn so many new things about search engine optimization and so forth.
Okay.
And when the money comes in there, you're not paying anybody a marketplace fee, and you write your own rules. So it's really thrilling, and that's what softersilk.com is.
Okay, where do you go to get that kind of information? You know, when somebody says, okay, I want to do that myself, where do you start? Where do you pull the first thread?
Well, I would urge people to look on Facebook e-commerce forums. In their groups. There's a lot of groups that are closed groups where people may have a lot of discussions. There's some open groups, too. And ask people what kind of, what format are you using for your own website. I use one that's called Volusion, with a V.
Mm-hmm.
I chose that because they have 24-hour phone support that's based in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses a kind of technology that I'm familiar with,
okay.
The HTML. So although there's a learning curve, I felt that I was able to really use it easily. The big one now that people talk about is Shopify.
And
any of these platforms will allow you to have like a 2-week free trial. So you can just fiddle around and see what it feels like on the site create a listing.
Donna, are these pretty much like turnkey, packages? Kind of like with WordPress for blogging or for websites, uh-huh. you get a package, you get a theme, and then you plug your own information into it.
Mm-hmm. Like a Wix or something does that.
Yep. See, what you have to do first is evaluate your goals and your technical skills. So some of them actually do have these pre-made templates, and you're like, bing, 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 I like this, this, and this, and I want it to look like this, and this, and this, and you can get a very basic website going.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, by that time, I had been using the Softer Silk name for a lot of years. I wanted a beautiful site, so I put about $4,000 into a design package, and it was beautiful on the day I launched it.
Okay.
And
so you had some experience going in. That's one way of approaching it. I'm just looking over Shopify myself, Shopify.com, and there are, there's a number of different levels that you can enter that kind of a thing. And you said Volusion is the other one, right?
And there's just all kinds of BigCommerce is another one. That's great. There's just a whole bunch of them out there. The big thing, there's no best one.
Okay.
The key is to really understand what do you want to sell, what are your goals, where do you want to be in 5 years, and what are your technological skills? What kind of support do you need?
Can somebody,
I was going to ask if, a lot of people, that's looking online, but where would you go in your local communities or in your geographical area so that you can meet up with people? Is like Chamber of Commerce or, stuff like that? Are there meetup places? I'm sure there's a lot of.
There are meetups. I'm not interested in them. I've never been to one.
Okay.
And a lot of places still give class. I mean, there's still eBay classes out there. I don't teach them anymore, but people teach them. There's probably a lot of community ed places where they could teach you the basics of a website.
I wonder if libraries would have that.
Yeah.
Library probably does. Yeah. Take a look.
Libraries are great places for information, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The biggest caveat I give people is don't just go and buy some package not knowing what you're doing, though.
Okay.
There's a lot of gurus out there that want to sell you something, and it may not meet your needs. You could easily spend $2,000, $3,000 on somebody's guaranteed system, and it's not going to be a money-making thing for you.
It'd be a money-making thing for them, not for you.
Yeah.
Well, and
They're the ones. There's a lot of schemes and scams out there. There's a lot of gurus.
Yeah.
Go into it prudently with, read. Read, study, use some business sense, and it's a wonderful lifestyle. It really is.
Well, yeah, you've enjoyed this.
It's a wonderful lifestyle.
You're having a ball at this, aren't you?
I love it. I love it every day. I just do. I bring my dogs to work every day. And when I bought the building for the business, I'm like, this is empty here. And I went to the shelter and I got some office cats. So we have 3 cats who live here. And it's just fun. It's just really fun. It's exciting every day. I have to tell you an experience I had this week. It goes back 10 years in 2006. I went to, I found out that somebody had found an old stocking factory in the city of Detroit and had donated thousands of pairs of stockings, the old-fashioned stockings that women used to wear before pantyhose, to Salvation Armies. And I tracked down the last 1,600 pairs of them at a Salvation Army in the Downriver area. And I started selling them on eBay here and there, and I still have them. So just this week, a guy came to my website. He bought 4 pairs, $15 a pair.
My goodness.
And so they've been, the total 1,600 pairs cost me $400 back in 2006. And they're still just rolling the money.
Donna. We've run out of time, and you've got many, many, many more stories. We're going to have you back to tell some more, okay?
I can't wait. I'll see you then.
All right. Donna Klein, the eBay lady who has now just transformed herself into the e-commerce queen. Donna, thanks so much for being with us.